أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم We were discussing the hours of Jannah and in one narration our Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم speaks specifically about that person that is involved in some kind of dispute, then the person becomes angry and he has a right to become angry. But then he swallows that anger and he swallows that anger only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in reward of that, in lieu of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person a hur of Jannat. That is an independent reward that we find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ There are different ways of understanding this ayah. The one way could be a question, what is the reward of, or what is the recompense of good deeds, but good? Or we can also, besides asking the question, make a statement with a great deal of emphasis that the reward of good is only good. Now what is this ihsan and this good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in this ayat? There are those that have expressed an opinion with regards to the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we often hear. Just one part of the hadith, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam several questions. Amongst that question, one was about Islam, one was about Iman. Then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about Ihsan. Now this word Ihsan in actual fact means to incur good, to do good to someone. And it could also refer to ikhlas, it could refer to sincerity. So in response to this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ Then what is this good? What is ikhlas? What is sincerity? What is the pinnacle? And what is the height that a person can reach in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this world, there are very many benchmarks for a person insofar as the acquisition of wealth is concerned. He needs to get his name into the Forbes magazine, for example. Somebody wants to get his name in the first page of the Sunday Times. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that is the highest that a person can reach? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. And here ibadat is not only in the masjid, is not only on the odd nights of Ramadan, is not only on the musalla, but in every aspect of our life, whether it is our business dealings, whether it is our domestic life, in whatever way our interaction with people, our ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you conduct it and we carry it out in such a manner, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى As though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if you cannot see Allah, فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَىٰ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is overseeing us. Allah Rabbul Izzat beholds us. Allah watches us. And obviously the seeing of Allah Rabbul Izzat is with the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. In other words, we become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every moment of our life. So, hal jaza'ul ihsan, then there is no recompense. For this kind of ihsan, this type of good, but ihsan, but the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Now, we find one narration, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has simplified it, and he has brought another dimension to it, and he says in the hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that they are those servants of mine, that I give them, and this is a favor that Allah Ta'ala bestows upon them, I grant them my ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat, they have the tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at heart, and then after that they become practicing, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward is nothing else but Jannah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other sahaba tabi'in used to say, Al jaza'u al ihsan illa al ihsan. What is the recompense of good? They say that good is this kalima la ilaha illallah. With ikhlas and sincerity, a person proclaims the oneness of Allah. He believes firmly in the tawheed and in the oneness of Allah, that it is only Allah Rabbul Izzat that can do, and only Allah does. Allah has all the power. No one has power but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then illa al ihsan, then the good is jannat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at the very beginning we said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ, that person that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, for him is these two jannats. And the ulama have also said that this is the rank of the muqarrabun, the rank of the very close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the very next surah, very early in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are those people who are foremost, those people whom we will say they are frontline. And in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have given three descriptions. And it is a very good thing for us to do, to see whether we fit in these three descriptions, or any one of the three fits us. The first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that when the haqq and the truth is presented to someone, then that person accepts the truth without any delay whatsoever. The person does not hesitate. Now in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the truth could have referred to iman, the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Insofar as we are concerned, we brought iman in Allah. There are many things that we are ignorant about, and when somebody presents the truth to us, we accept it without any hesitation whatsoever. The second is that when we are asked for what is due, we owe somebody something, we owe an apology to someone, we owe somebody their rights, and no sooner are we asked for it, we fulfill it. That is the second Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said. And the third is we judge in the matters of others like how we would like to be judged regarding ourselves. All of us, we will want for ourselves the best judgment, and we will want it to be fair. So when we judge with regards to other people, then we also need to be fair in our judgment. Now sometimes the judgment also is not sitting on the magistrate's bench, but sometimes we become judgmental also with regards to people, and then there is to our minds and into our hearts, we need to remove all that if we want these kind of rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared. And from here at the outset, we see one very, very important thing. It is not only about ibadat, it is not only about musalla, it is not only about namaz. Our deen is holistic. It is the huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rights of fellow servants. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan, that there is no recompense, there is no reward for doing good, there is no reward for sincerity, illa al-ihsan, but ihsan, but goodness in itself, and that refers to Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you deny, O insan, O jinnat? When Allah is so fair, Allah gives us the ability to carry out the deed, we carry out the deed for the sake of Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also rewards us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله وبحمده أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله